you experts in mining who come from academia, can you help us to make sure that what we are doing in mining makes sense? What we are doing in agriculture makes sense? What we are doing in tourism makes sense? Let us use academia in our public-private dialogues and our strategic planning of our country. That's the fourth estate.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mr. Dodia, for actually making, quoting us some time to actually be part of the conversation. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, as we do have the news coming up at 13. You do have a question.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news. The headlines. CDF-funded Kapinde Clinic transforms 18 villages in Chipata's Luangeni. Doug Howard Mills arrives in Zambia for Gospel Crusade, declares season of divine blessings. Moroccans rally in Rabat against Israel death penalty law. And Rwanda under 17 arrive for decisive Ndola clash. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Fight Inequality Alliance, FIA, for Zambia has warned that the current nomination fee structure is a deliberate barrier locking out 80% of capable Zambians who cannot raise 25,000 kwacha in a country where most live on less than $2 a day. National Coordinator Mputa Ngalande stressed that the Electoral Commission of Zambia cannot claim to promote inclusive governance while forcing aspiring leaders to choose between feeding their families and buying a nomination form. He argued that the steep fees effectively create a two-tiered political system where only the wealthy elite can afford to stand for office. Ngalande further noted that women, youth and persons with disabilities are hit hardest as they already face systematic economic discrimination in access to resources and opportunities. He called on the ECZ to immediately introduce sliding scale nomination fees based on income or to waive costs entirely for low income candidates as a matter of electoral justice. Now, youth leaders on the Copper Belt have called on the Zambian government through the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to urgently reconsider the current nomination fees, describing them as a barrier to inclusive participation in governance. The youths argue that the high fees disadvantage ordinary citizens, particularly young people, women and persons with disabilities who may have the leadership potential but lack financial resources. They stress that every eligible citizen should be allowed to stand for public office based on constitutional requirements, leaving the final decision to the electorate. Speaking on behalf of the group, Humphrey Kawe, Copper Belt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary for the Tonse Alliance, expressed disappointment at what he described as silence from the United Party for National Development, UPND, government on the matter.
We are surprised and disappointed to see the UPND government mute on the increment of nomination fees by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, which they condemned while in opposition. We expected the UPND government to advocate for scrapping off or reducing nomination fees so that anyone can be free to stand regardless of their financial status in society. Lastly, we call upon every well-meaning citizen, especially the young people, women, the disabled and the poor in general, to get united and speak against ECZ huge nomination fees that will hinder you from standing. Let's not allow the rich and selfish individual to create leadership cartel for the rich only.
Residents of Kapinde in Lwangeni constituency Chipata have welcomed the construction of the Kapinde Health Post financed through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. They expressed gratitude to President Haga Indejilema for responding to lobbying efforts by the area's Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker, Moses Moyo. Beneficiary Miriam Shawa explained that prior to the facility's establishment, villagers were compelled to travel to Gwanuka and Jerusalem for medical services. Shawa says the new clinic includes a staff house, running water, flushable toilet, and connection to the national electricity grid. The Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADEG, has expressed concern over what it describes as a growing trend of members of parliament defecting from their sponsoring political parties to join the ruling party while retaining their parliamentary seats. The organization argues that such actions are in clear violation of the Constitution of Zambia, particularly provisions that require MPs to vacate office once they resign from the parties that sponsored them. ADEG has since called on the Speaker of the National Assembly to take urgent and decisive action in line with constitutional requirements. Speaking on behalf of the organization, Gideon Muswanda, Executive Director of ADEG, says the law is explicit and must be enforced without exception.
Parliament, as the supreme legislative body, must exemplify strict adherence to the law. Failure to enforce this constitutional provision risks setting a dangerous precedent that erodes public trust and weakens the very foundations of Zambia's multi-party democracy. We therefore urge the Honorable Speaker to act in defense of the Constitution and the electorate by declaring the seats of the defecting members vacant without delay.
Still in local stories, confusion that characterized the recent stakeholders' meeting convened by the Electoral Commission of Zambia has drawn criticism from the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, with the party questioning the credibility of some opposition presidential aspirants. The UPND says the conduct displayed during the meeting exposed what it describes as a lack of leadership qualities among certain opposition figures seeking to contest in the 2026 general elections. Commenting on the development, Western Province UPND campaign team media coordinator Spooky Mlemwa says the confusion witnessed at the meeting demonstrated that some aspirants are not prepared to lead the country. He argued that their behavior fell short of expectations for individuals aspiring to the highest office, adding that it raises concerns about their readiness to govern effectively.
Indeed, the confusion once again reaffirms President Hakainde Hichilema's 2026 polls contest devoid of any credible opposition challenge. More so, some presidential aspirants' misconduct during the stakeholders' meeting leaves much to be desired and proved them unfit to run for the highest office in the land. It's for these reasons we are urging the Zambian people not to be swayed by the opposition's sugar-coated campaign messages and instead renew President Hakainde Hichilema's mandate in the forthcoming August 13 polls to govern for another five-year term, as it has demonstrated a strong commitment to provide people-centered leadership and navigate the country to stability and greater economic prosperity for all.
We're still listening to the One Love Radio News.